Public schools are under a lot of pressure to improve. Just about every state has set high academic standards and developed new tests to measure progress. But a new study argues that most states aren't providing students and schools with the help they need. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Every year for the past 5 years, the respected education journal Education Week issues a big study titled Quality Counts. It's a report card of sorts grading every state's efforts to improve public schools. This year's study looked at academic standards, tests, and what states are doing to identify poor-performing students in schools. It found that these efforts are often disjointed. And, the study concludes, the emphasis on raising test scores is overshadowing a lot of what's going on in many states. Virginia Edwards, editor and publisher of Education Week, unveiled these and other findings at a news conference in Washington.
Some tests do not adequately reflect the standards or provide a rich enough picture of student learning. And many states may be rushing to hold schools and students accountable for results without providing the essential support.
According to the study, 47 states have generally decided what students should know about math, science, English, and social studies at different grade levels. But only 10 states have aligned their standards to their tests. Most states have increased funding for public schools, but only $1 per student on average goes for developing tests. So the quality of state tests is very uneven. 27 states, meanwhile, rate or rank schools based in part or entirely on test scores. Some have even passed laws that allow them to take over failing schools, even though this is still rare. There are consequences for students, too. In 18 states, for example, students cannot graduate from high school without passing a final exam. Three states, Louisiana, New Mexico, and North Carolina, don't allow students to go on to the next grade unless they pass a state test. This reliance on a single test to make critical decisions, though, has come under intense criticism, and for good reason, says Edwards.
More and more people are recognizing that multiple measures are needed to be able to make the decisions about whether you hold a kid back or let him go on to the next grade, or whether that child is finally able to graduate from school, that teacher observations ought to be maybe in that mix, that course taking ought to be weighed, attendance maybe, that multiple measures probably are a better way to go.
Still, the study found strong support among teachers for standards-based reforms. Of 1,000 teachers surveyed, most said the curriculum now is more demanding because standards are more demanding. Teachers say students are writing and reading more. Even kids' classroom behavior has improved. Half of all teachers, though, said they were spending too much time teaching their students how to take tests, which meant less time for instruction. Nearly 50% of teachers also said they had not been trained or shown how to use standards and tests to improve the way they teach. The study does cite a dozen states are having resolved many, although not all, of these problems. New Hampshire is not on this list, but its governor, Jeanne Shaheen, says the Quality Counts study is important to the national debate over school improvement.
I think the report is important in promoting discussion about what good educational policy really looks like.
Shaheen, who's also chair of the Education Commission of the States, points out that governors are focusing on one issue that the study does not address, early childhood education. But she agrees with its two key recommendations. States should work harder to make sure all the pieces of the reform efforts fit, and states should offer greater support to students and schools that are struggling. Virginia Edwards of Education Week says there's a willingness to do that in many states.
A lot of political energy and capital has been spent on the standards-based reform effort, and people are starting to recognize that they need to take stock of where we are. There are 50 states, and there are 50 state approaches to this.
But if states don't fix what's wrong, says Edwards, public confidence in the nation's efforts to improve public education will suffer. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.